Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm waving to you. Can you wave back? Oh my goodness me. We have a fun packed episode today. We've got so many things to get through. I'm really hoping that I manage to get through them all without forgetting any of them. I've actually written them all down and I've numbered them as to what I've got to do first. Oh my goodness me. How are you all? Start again. How are you all? Are you all good? Are you all happy? Are we all smiling? Because it's a smiley day today. It's Mother's Day today here. I don't know whether it's Mother's Day where you are, but it's definitely Mother's Day here. I have got the, well, just the best present ever. It's a cushion and it's got six, I think, different princesses on it, Disney princesses. Bear with me, one, two, three, four, five. Yeah, six different princesses on it, pictures. And it says, you are, happy Mother's Day, you are as amazing as Ariel, as kind as Snow White, as pretty as Cinderella, as smart as Jasmine, as brave as Rapunzel, and as beautiful as Aurora. You are my favorite princess. Love from, and then it's got my three children's names. How awesome is that? I love Disney. I love all the Disney princesses. And that's just, well, my favorite present ever. So, can't begin to thank them enough. That was really lovely of them. What did you get your mummy? Did you get them cards, chocolates, flowers? Although, as I say, it's not Mother's Day everywhere. I don't know whether it's only in England, only in Britain, only, I don't know whereabouts else it is, but it's good. Anyway, yesterday's riddle, it came from Jonathan. So, Jonathan's riddle was, what loses its head every morning but gets it back at night? Oh, couldn't think of this one. Well done, Jonathan, for flummoxing me. Leo, you got the answer right, and it was a pillow. Oh, well done, well done. Yeah, I just think that that's a really good, obviously it loses its head when you get up in the morning, and when you go back to bed at night, it gets its head back again. Oh, so well done. Well done everyone that got it right. Well done, Leo, for getting there first. So today's riddle is, if you've got me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't kept me. Ooh, what am I? Well now, just see. Get your thinking caps on, everybody. I want to say happy birthday. There's two birthdays today. They're not listeners as such. They do listen to a couple, a few here and there, but they are my friends. And I have two friends who have the same birthday, and it is today. So happy birthday to Stephen. And happy birthday to Danielle. You are both the same age on the same day. So, kind of twins, but not twins. So, happy birthday to both of you. You are both 33 today. Woo-hoo-hoo. Same age as I will be when my next birthday comes in June. Happy birthday, and I hope you both have a really amazing day. And I hope you get spoilt. Maybe I'll see you later on. I don't know, for cake. We have to have cake, don't we? I am going to put a picture of my cushion, my new cushion, on Facebook so that you can see it because it's awesome. I just want to share it with everybody. It's so perfect. Excuse me. So, how about a fun fact? Yes. Great. So, today's question is, what might make your muscles stronger? And to be honest, there are four options for the right answer, and I don't think any of them are the right answer. What do you think? We've got A, thinking about them, B, painting them red, C, putting them in a bucket of cold water, or D, wearing a Superman t-shirt. Doesn't seem any of those would be the right, I've got hiccups now, I do apologize, would be the right answer. But, well, one of them must be. So, sorry, hiccups. Right. So not so long ago, some scientists persuaded a group of volunteers to each put their arm in a plaster cast for a month. You know what a plaster cast is, don't you? When you break your arm, you put it in a plaster cast. But they persuaded these people to put them in without breaking anything. So the awkward cast meant that the volunteers couldn't move their wrists. Pretty annoying if they wanted to play the violin. Half the volunteers were asked to spend a solid 11 minutes of each day just thinking about moving their hand up and down. Another group of volunteers were given the same plaster cast, but were told not to think about waggling their wrists. Perhaps they thought about peanut butter instead, or unicorns. This is what in science we call a fair test, not the unicorn bit. At the end of the month, the casts were removed, and the strength of all the volunteers' wrist muscles were tested. And would you believe it, the muscles of the group who had thought about wrist waggling, oh, were twice as strong as those who'd thought about something rather less odd. But does this mean we can get muscly thighs by sitting playing computer games all weekend while thinking about running after evil aliens rather than getting off our bottoms and actually going to sports practice? Well, imaginary exercise certainly seems to activate the same part of the brain as real exercise. However, it's unlikely that it can actually make our muscles get any bigger. So the answer is A, thinking about your muscles might make them stronger. I don't think it was quite a fair test, though, because if you tell somebody not to think about something, they automatically think about it. So if I told you, do not think about an elephant, what's the first thing that comes into your head? An elephant. So I don't see how that worked, but eh? But how does it work? The thing is, we don't always use all the available parts of our muscles. For example, Some bits of our calf muscles just sit there, lazily doing nothing, while we try and force the other bits to get to 100 bounces on a trampoline. This means we have the potential to be stronger than we are, simply by using more of the muscles that's already there. So thinking about exercising our muscles is a bit like practicing the skill of using them. So then the next time we hop on a trampoline, we're able to use a bigger section of our existing leg muscles to help us bounce higher. Ooh, sneaky. This mental practice technique is a trick often used by top athletes. Was this a sensible suggestion? In a word, no. If you want to strengthen your muscles, the last thing you should do is to put them in a bucket of cold water. If your muscles get cold, they'll actually probably get weaker, as in cold conditions, it's harder for muscles to get the oxygen they need in order to contract. So the chances are that immersing your arms in a bucket of cold water will make them weaker rather than stronger. Bizarrely, there might actually be a grain of truth in the idea that wearing a Superman t-shirt can make you stronger. Just a very small grain, mind you. In a recent experiment, Superman clothed university students seemed to feel that they were stronger. When they were given weights to lift, of course, they couldn't actually lift anything heavier than usual, but they certainly thought they could. It seems that the t-shirts made them feel super strong. So Superman might be strong, but even our muscly superhero would work up quite a sweat if he had to lift something rather big and heavy. Like a rhinoceros, perhaps? Or would he? Did you know that some people don't actually sweat? Wow, not even a whiff. Well, tomorrow we will find out what makes people sweat and how much, or determines how much they actually sweat. Wowzers. So that is tomorrow's fun fact. Oh, so what day is it today, apart from being Sunday and apart from being Stephen and Danielle's birthdays and apart from being the 19th of March? It is Pretzel Sunday. Oh my goodness me. I love pretzels, absolutely love pretzels. This one I love. It is National Let's Laugh Day. So we all know that laughter is good for the soul. It's the best medicine in the world. So keep on laughing today. And, oh, this is a good one, National Chocolate Caramel Day. Yay! But the best one of all today is International Read to Me Day. I love that one. So, and of course, we are going to read to you. But first of all, I did a quiz yesterday, a Daisy Daisy quiz. So, did any of you get all the answers right? Ooh. Well, Daisy's Halloween quiz. So let's find out the answers. But let's remind ourselves of the questions first. So, question one was, according to Jack Beachwhistle, where does the water in the school drinking fountain come from? And the answer is the Wicked Well. Can you remember that? The next question is, what metal does Jack insist werewolves are allergic to? And the answer is, shout it out if you know it, silver. Question three, what does Daisy's mum plan to cook for dinner when Nana and Grampy come to tea? Well, it is a roast dinner. Yummy, yum, yum. Question four. What item of clothing does Daisy worry a zombie might have tampered with? Do you know it? Shout it out. Ankle socks. So, question five. As well as normal and ugly, what's the third type of ghost? Answer, headless. Question six. What cooking ingredient does Jack tell Daisy will scare vampires away? And the answer, garlic. I love garlic. No vampires will visit my house. I love garlic. Question seven. What was the Hooly Hooly Man's real name? Well, 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 well. Fernando, of course it was. Well done. And question eight. What does Daisy ask her mum to fetch from up in the loft to be part of her Halloween costume? And the answer is a Christmas cracker. And question nine. When Daisy carves her pumpkin, what does she decide to leave out? Teeth, of course. And lastly, question 10. Who does Daisy squirt with her can of silly string? And the answer is Jack Beachwhistle. And he deserves to be sprayed, doesn't he? Squirted. So who managed to get all 10? If you did manage to get all 10, I'm impressed, because even I didn't remember some of them. So, but yes, well, well done to you. Well, well done to you, however many you got right, for remembering any of them, because that means you listened. Yay! And that's always a good thing. So that was the quiz from yesterday. Now we're going to read My Dinosaur is Scared of Vegetables. And it's another rhyming book, which we had The Fish and the Shark the other day. So this was the same kind of thing, but it's My Dinosaur is Scared of Vegetables. Woohoo! So let us see what this one is like. Are we ready? Are we steady? Yes? Then let's go! Jack in the closet was hiding from Mum. His dinosaur whimpered and sucked on his thumb. It was time for their dinner, and there was no way they'd ever eat their vegetables, not on this day. Jack, come out, it's time for your dinner. Who can eat faster? I bet you're the winner. Mum, I'm afraid that I have to stay here. My dinosaur's shaking and trembling with fear. He's frightened of carrots and broccoli and peas. Beetroots and squash cause the poor beast to sneeze. They will destroy him with one single bite. That is the reason he stays out of sight. I see, said Jack's mother. I guess then instead, your dinosaur promptly must go straight to bed. Then he will be so much further away from the vegetable dishes we're eating today. Jack, feeling angry, decided right then to go to his room with his dinosaur friend. He stomped up the stairs and then slammed his door. I don't even care if I eat any more. I can still play and I can have fun. I don't need those veggies to be number one. The very next morning, Jack happily said, "Today is a great day to get out of bed. A cool game like baseball is always such fun. I almost can't wait till I hit a home run." The dinosaur followed Jack into the kitchen, where they both realised that something was missing. "Where is my breakfast?" Jack noisily said, "'cause there on the table sat veggies instead." His dinosaur ran to the family room table and hid underneath as best as he was able. "Jack, you will eat all those vegetables now," his mother exclaimed as he put his head down. But Jack turned round and said, "There's no way. My dinosaur's still scared of veggies. Okay." They got in the car and drove to the park. The dinosaur jumped when he heard a dog bark. Jack's mum ignored him. Her face wore a frown. While Jack got his gear on, she sat on the ground. Jack's dino was tired. He got up and yawned. Then he sat on the bench at the side of the lawn. The game soon began with Jack up to bat. He swung, strike one, and adjusted his hat. Another, strike two. Jack missed the ball. Jack was not swinging his bat well at all. The third pitch came then, and Jack swung at the ball. "Three strikes, you're out," came the umpire's call. Out to the field the players had run, but Jack, of course, was having no fun. His dinosaur snoozed, his eyes tired and bleary. Jack stood midfield feeling, heavy and weary. The ball flew towards him. He went for the catch. Oh, dear, but he tripped and he fell and he lost the whole match. The game was now ended, but Jack didn't know why he was tired and being so slow. His dinosaur nudged him as if he should say, "I'm terribly sorry you've had a bad day." Jack's mother bundled them into the car and soon they went home as the park wasn't far. His mother smiled kindly. "Jack, may I please talk with your dinosaur out by the trees?" So Jack waited patiently, too tired to walk, while Dino and Mum had a serious talk. "We've had a good chat and we need you to know that we'd figured out why today you were slow." The dinosaur smiled as Jack's mother explained. "Vitamins stop you from feeling so drained." Jack wrinkled his brow. I don't understand. "Are vitamins magic?" He held out his hand. Mum put a carrot right into Jack's palm. And to his surprise, his dino stayed calm. "Vegetables help you to stay fast and strong. Your dinosaur knows he was terribly wrong. He's no longer frightened and trembling, you see. He's even agreed to try broccoli and peas." Jack took a bite from the carrot and said, "Ooh, this isn't half bad," and bit off its head. From that day on, the best friends knew that eating their veggies was something they'd do to stay strong and healthy in every which way. They would eat vegetables every day. Well, there you go. That's what eating veggies does for you. Makes you fast and strong. And it really is true. Yummy, yum, yum. But you have to, I feel that everything is in moderation. Lots of veggies, lots of other things too. Lots of meat, lots of, sweets. Cake. Chocolate. Sounds good, doesn't it? But you can't just eat that because you would be poorly. Anyway, I hope that you enjoyed that story because I did. And I read it last night to my little one and he really liked it. He likes dinosaurs. Both my boys like dinosaurs. They're dinosaur mad. But anyway, you all have just the perfect day. Me, I am having my dinner cooked for me because it's Mother's Day. Oh, so my children are helping my friend cook dinner for me. Yay! So yes, I'm very, very excitable. Don't know what I'm having. Probably spaghetti bolognese because that's one of their favourite to cook. So that's probably what we're going to have. But if it is Mother's Day where you are, be nice to your mummies. Well, even if it's not Mother's Day, be nice to them anyway. Be good. And I will see you all again tomorrow. But make sure that, just for me, you take care and stay safe. And I'll see you all again tomorrow, okay? Bye for now.